It's time again for the one show that takes a look at business from a different perspective, the coaching perspective, with Master Certified Business Coach Doug Gefeller. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Paul. Glad to be here in studio with you today. And
yes,
I think we're coming to you not only over the air, but I think we're also streaming live. So that's great. Well, look, welcome to today's episode of The Coaching Perspective. I'm Doug Gefeller. I'm a Master Certified Coach by the International Coach Federation, and I've been coaching business owners, senior executives, and their teams for 20 years, helping them to clarify their objectives and reach their goals. And if you'd like to know more about my coaching service, just go to my website, thecoachingperspective.com. Well, our topic for today is how to win customers and keep them coming back. And as a guest, we've got John Kurth with us. John is president, founder of Syntactics Sales Scripting, and it is his mission to help other sales executives, entrepreneurs, and salespeople to create winning sales scripts that enable them to close sale after sale. And hey, stay tuned. You're going to hear how to win customers by becoming more powerful, more persuasive, and more effective. You're going to learn predictable and consistently how to win customers day after day. You're going to learn how to effortlessly use questions to get people connected with their needs so they want to buy. And last but not least, three ways to keep your customers loyal. John, welcome to the Coaching Perspective Radio Show.
Thanks, Doug. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. I was fortunate to make a connection with you at the Orange County Speakers Network.
Mm-hmm.
Again, thanks to Lisa Reed out there. Introduces more people than I know.
It's what you call a center of influence. A person of influence, her picture should be in the dictionary on that one.
Well, look, let's just jump right in and tell us a little bit about yourself. What did you do prior to what you're doing now?
Well, I have a lot of international experience. I spent 7 years overseas, year in Hong Kong, year in mainland China, 5 years in Taiwan. I speak Mandarin, not fluently. I just apologize for my poor Mandarin. I've always been in selling. I have an international MBA, but we came back in 2005. I like to say USA stands for You Start Again. We were starting all over, and that was fine. I was in professional selling, always have been. I was with a financial services firm, but picture this in your mind. It was kind of a boiler room, cold calling 250 people to 300 people a day.
Ouch.
Just to get one qualified prospect to present to. These are accredited investors, a net worth of $1 million+. It was a one-call close. After 30 minutes, they cut us a check for $25,000 or more.
One-call close and a $25,000 commitment?
Yep.
Wow. That's not an easy sale.
No, it's not. But with the right tools, you could do it. So I had three tools, my voice, my telephone, and my scripts. I got really good at scripting because at 4:50 in the afternoon, it's your 257th dial. You can't do it on enthusiasm. You can't even do it on coffee. You got to have the script to engage them. And that's what I had. I'll go deeper into what scripts are, but you can't perform at that level without a script.
Okay. And yes, we will get into what scripts are because I thought I knew, but in talking to you, I realized I really didn't know. So tell us about your business.
Syntactics sales scripting. Syntactics means to compose or arrange. And syntax is the correct order and sequence something goes in. So it's like composing a musical piece. You have to compose or arrange it to get the right results you're looking for. So for my clients, I work with individual salespeople, sales managers, and sales executives. Let's get the right order and sequence for your language and script it right and have the right keywords or phrases so that the person takes action and buy. You can't wing it. If you're winging it, you're going to get wing it results, and that's just not acceptable. You usually have one shot to get a customer. You can't wing it.
Coaching. What brought you to coaching?
The coaching part of it is because seeing the amount of impact you can have. You're a coach yourself. You know about how powerful it is to really make an impact on a business. And my impact is really on the top line, bringing more revenue. And that's where the scripting language comes into play. I'll share with a quick story about Lisa. Is that all right?
Yeah, please.
Lisa is a florist, and she used to own a floral shop in Northern California for personal reasons and family reasons. Had to close it down and start all over again in Southern California. She was in her mid-50s. She wasn't happy about starting all over again. She wanted to work with funeral homes. Talk about repeat business for a funeral home. For a florist, is funeral, right? Funerals are happening all the time. People
Every
buy a lot
day.
Of flowers.
Yeah.
prior to working with me, if she had a good Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, that would make her year.
Typical days for florists.
Typical days for florists. Well, I helped her focus on her language for speaking with the funeral home director. So we focused on that the flowers are going to make the services more meaningful and more memorable. More meaningful and more memorable. And there are some other things we embedded in the scripts. At the end of that conversation, the funeral home director leans back and goes, Lisa, you're such a breath of fresh air. $30,000 contract.
Wow.
A month.
A month.
One script. She did $800,000 with that one client last year. That's the power of your language. I love the internet. I love visuals. But people have largely forgotten the power of their language. That's my mission is to teach them how to do that.
Okay, and we're going to talk more about that. But let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you were a successful salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're not making those kinds of sales.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still getting the same enjoyment out of it?
Yes, because I'm now teaching these organizations to duplicate themselves. That's what's so great about scripting. Scripting is the software for salespeople, whether you're a solopreneur, whether you're a coach, whether you're a sales manager with a sales team. And once you have the language embedded, then you can duplicate it out. Because one of my clients, he's a brilliant software manager. He writes these amazing software programs for manufacturers. And the thing is, his sales process was pretty much, when he was talking to people, you're brilliant. I don't know what you're talking about. Here's a check. After working with me, we were able to deconstruct what he was doing from his language patterns, the core content, and simplify it with more powerful scripts. So now he has salespeople making the sales for him. His highest and best use is writing code and leading the company. Yeah, he needs to be the chief sales officer. True, he's done that. But he needs a team. So that's what I do. We deconstruct the language. I take a neurolinguistic programming approach to writing the scripts, NLP.
Okay. And I want to know a little bit more about that. You know, we hear a lot about NLP.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know how to really utilize that.
Right.
Okay. So tell me about how you use NLP.
See, neurolinguistic programming is at the structural level of language. We are literally creating our world with our language. It makes a huge difference. So when I work with my clients, they don't need to study the NLP. That's my job, focusing on the structural level of language. Like with Lisa's case, the flowers are going to make the services more meaningful and more memorable. That's relating at a very deep level with her potential client, which was the funeral home director. There's other ways we can do it. But the thing is, when we get to the heart, neurolinguistic programming is a branch of psychology. It was co-founded by Richard Bandler and John Grinder out of UC Santa Cruz. It's been studied ever since because it's one of the most effective ways to promote change through language. And the good news is the psychology of selling is embedded in the language when you use the right language patterns. That's what I do for my clients. We get the psychology of selling right in the language.
Now, the example you gave in terms of Lisa and the words that she gave to the funeral director, is it what the words are conveying, or is it that she discovered what was important to the funeral director?
Okay, it's both. No need, no sale. So some of the things we talk about, asking the right questions. You need to prepare the person for you to answer your questions. So you use a script like this. In order for me to best help you, I need to ask a few questions about your situation. Would that be okay? You've gotten permission from the very beginning. It tells them the more honest they are with you, the more you can help them. But then your sequencing of question makes a very big difference. A financial service provider goes on into the home and says, how much money do you have to invest? You're going to run screaming out of there. At that point, it's not appropriate. But right. Later in the conversation, it's perfectly appropriate. So there's the types of questions to help discover that need. But there's also how you frame it. I'll just use an example from the financial services. If you ask somebody what's their risk tolerance, most people act like cowboys. Oh, yeah, I can handle a lot of risk tolerance. I'm tough. A little market volatility, they run screaming. So frame it a different way. Describe to me your investing style. If they say they only invest in money market accounts and CDs, and they only invest in a blue chip stock like IBM, that tells you a lot more about their risk tolerance than if you ask it directly. What's your risk tolerance?
Got it.
So the delivery is huge. How you structure it is very, very important.
See, I saw you wrap a couple things in there. I mean, spin selling, Rackman's
yes.
book is
oh.
really all about discovering the customer's needs,
mm-hmm.
not selling your features and benefits.
Right.
But I don't remember running into anything in that about the sequencing
mm-hmm.
of and the emotional language that you're implying with NLP.
Because you're going to be eliciting their needs, wants, and desires. Your question set has to get all three. Now, many people will not directly say, oh, yeah, this is my desire. What is a need? In Southern California, you have to have a car. You can't get along without it. That's a need.
Of course.
A want? Today, you want to have air conditioning because it's really, really hot. The desire is I want a really powerful car. Needs, wants, desires. So you can elicit it with a very powerful script. And the pattern is what's most important to you in regards to blank. You're dealing, maybe someone selling skincare. What's most important to you in regards to your skin? Now they're going to tell you what they want. What's most important to you in regards to your financial services? The person says, the couple, we want to put our kid through college without having to take out student loans. That's their highest value that they want. They will tell you, Doug. You don't have to read their minds. They will tell you. You ask it the right way, they will definitely tell you that. Another quick story. When I came, if that's okay, can
I? Yeah, please. No, I love stories.
There was when I came back from Taiwan, I did do some work in long-term care insurance. And it's kind of weird. You ask a complete stranger into your home, and they ask you all these personal questions about your health history, your medical history, and what medications you are taking.
It's really spooky.
It's really spooky.
Yeah.
The thing is, when I was in the long-term care, we need to find out what medications they're taking. So if you ask directly, what medications are you taking, the person may be embarrassed. They might not tell you all the medications they're taking. But the insurance companies find out, and if you didn't report it, guess what? They don't get the policy. So I had to get better at eliciting it. So I would say to the woman, she was 65, 67, the great thing about modern medicine is there are a lot of medications that are available today that weren't available 20 years ago for high blood pressure, cholesterol, and most people are taking two or three medications. What are you taking? She brought out a shoebox full. 13 different medications. I wrote down the name, the amount, you know, how many milligrams, how many times per day. We still got her covered. I was getting policies covered that other agents in the office weren't because I had such great detail that the underwriters back at the home office could make a decision whether to give the person a policy or not.
Okay, so I know this is on a very superficial level, but I want to get it out right early for me.
Okay.
Super, not for you. Scripting, my first thought is scripting is what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
To get you to buy my product or service. What I'm hearing you say here, which I really like, is scripting is how I investigate what's important to you
mm-hmm.
to then find out what I tell you about.
The definition
Correct
of a,
me there.
The definition of a script is simply this. Words in sequence that have meaning. Words in sequence that have meaning. So if you're talking and making sense, you're using a script. If you're talking and not making sense, you're talking in gibberish. Mumbo dog face banana patch is gibberish. It doesn't make any sense. So it's not whether you're using a script or not. It's how powerful and persuasive are your scripts. You need to use your language with intent. So what is your outcome? And let's work our way backwards. Stephen Covey talks about begin with the end in mind. What is your outcome? Okay, I want the person to make a sale. I want somebody to do this. Well, what needs to happen before that? What needs to happen before that? And you work it all the way backwards and you language it properly because people secretly want to buy. Your job is to guide them to make a buying decision. Your job is to get a positive outcome. It may be, hey, let's meet for coffee. Whatever your outcome is, let's use your language with precision.
Okay.
And the scripting helps you do that because the better you get at your language, the more people you can help, Doug, with your practice. Any listener on the call, the better they get with their language, they're going to possibly impact more people. So why wouldn't you do this?
I can't think of a reason why I wouldn't do it, other than the fact that if I got lazy I get overconfident. Gee, I've been doing this coaching for 20 years. Why do I need a script? I'm just going to walk in and shoot from the hip and tell you what I do.
The thing is, your clients are going to get the most value from your process. You've worked with dozens of clients, hundreds of clients over the years.
Correct.
But I'm your new client. You're new to me. So this is how I work. This is the process I take my clients through. Now your potential client, Doug, starts to relax. Oh, he's got a process for me. I know what steps he's going to take me through. So now I relax even further. And then you're letting know at the end of that, I'm going to ask for you to take some next steps. Fair enough, sure. You're letting them know that you're going to ask them, their call to action's coming. If you don't, all the resistance comes back up. If, oh, Doug's just educating me, and then you ask for me to take a next step, whatever those next steps are, if you haven't laid the groundwork, now all the resistance comes back up. Oh, here it comes. Here's the sale. Here it comes. You can totally avoid it.
So would you say part of the script is letting the prospect know where you're going to go?
Absolutely. Do you like fear and the unknown, Doug?
Not really.
And the thing is, people will pay more money for a system. Yeah, they'll pay you because you've got a great reputation and you've been doing it for 20 years. Absolutely. And you say, this is the process I have taken all my clients through, and these are the type of the results they get. Now I can relax more. I know you're taking me through a process because your process and your system produces predictable results. You're going to get some sales based off of your reputation. Absolutely, a deserved reputation. But a deserved reputation and a process you take somebody through, now I have more confidence in the results. So I'm willing to pay for the results because I know you got a process that's going to help me get there. Does that make sense?
It does, but let me push back a little
sure,
bit.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, I have heard coaches describe or go into depth about what their process is.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see the prospect's eyes glazing over. Like they really, I don't care about what the process is. I've got this problem. Can you solve this problem for me?
That challenge happens because you didn't elicit more of their needs, wants, and desires and didn't link it properly to your process.
I want to explain that. That's a mouthful there.
Okay, so we have to get them connected to their pain. If you don't do a good enough job of asking the questions, getting them connected to their pain, then they'll see how your process will fix that pain.
Okay.
So some people get lazy. Oh, here's the process because they haven't asked enough questions to get the client really engaged, and then and only then here's the process I'm going to take you through to get that result you're looking for.
So my description of my process needs to be basically tailored to what the client's needs are.
Yes. Your process is modular. There's core things you take all your clients through. Now, you may need to take out something for maybe working with a nonprofit than working for a for-profit.
Okay.
But you have that roadmap in your head. And then you can say, here's what I'm taking you through. And then it's something I recommend for clients. Show them the roadmap. But you have to find their whys, find their pain points, elicit their needs. And then sharing the process is a way for you to share the value of what you're delivering.
Okay.
Process without need is essentially irrelevant. Here's a process, but I have no need. So what?
We're going to take a quick break here. I see the producer waving at me, so we're going to take a quick break for a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Do you have a desire to be a part of a conscious community? I mean a community of people who get together with the purpose of strengthening their awareness muscles, deepening their relationships, and striving for the extraordinary? Check out how to get started at productivelearning.com. We are a unique self-development company, and we believe that we all have the innate ability to create and live the lives we truly want. But we also know that ability needs to be nurtured and developed. That's why we offer over 40 different workshops to our conscious community. Workshops that intentionally stretch you beyond your comfort zone towards what you truly want. Our workshops are not ordinary. We take journeys across the world from exotic scuba diving trips to rich cultural getaways. And we offer amazing workshops right here in South Orange County. Join us and find out just how extraordinary life can be. Go to productivelearning.com today or call Lisa Reed at 949-234-0628. To see how you can be a part of our conscious community, that's productivelearning.com or 949-234-0628.
And now back to Doug and his guest.
And we're back to the show here, and that was a great commercial with my friend Lisa Reed with Productive Learning. We love you, Lisa. And our guest today, John Kurth, and we're talking about scripting. Let's just back up for a second. Mm-hmm. What is scripting? Scripting? We covered it early, but I want to make sure everybody's got it.
The definition of a script is words in sequence that have meaning. So you're talking to make sense, and you're talking to make a point. You have to use your language with precision. People are getting very lazy with their language, and it shows.
So scripting is the difference. Is like comparing email to the old memos that we letters we used to write that went through five or six drafts before they ever went out. That was scripting.
Because you don't know how your language is going to be interpreted. You just can't fly off the handle or just send it out. Email is a powerful tool, but it lacks a lot of nuance. Emails can be interpreted many different ways. So if you're going to use email, email, call, email. People are stunned by a phone call. They're like, really? Yes. Because so much language and so much meaning can be conveyed with words. We had the spoken word before we ever had the written word. It's one of the most effective mediums of communication is your spoken voice. So let's use your language with precision. Now, I don't script everything out when I'm talking to my family, but I do choose my words more carefully. My daughter Rita, she's 9. One of the most powerful scripting terms I use is the power of the word yet. Yet has possibility built into it. So my daughter said, Daddy, I don't know how to ride my bicycle. Honey, you just don't know how to ride your bicycle yet. Yet is giving her the possibility and saying, look, I may not be able to ride my bicycle now, but with practice, I'll be able to ride it. The power of your language is immense. Using yet, I share it with my daughter. That's our power word, yet. Direct commands, focus. Focus on this. Focus. It's a direct command. It's a scripting technique. People respond to direct commands.
Okay. When do people use a script? I mean, you know, I think the listener here today tuning in, we're going to talk about sales. Mm-hmm. So if I'm a salesperson, I need a script. That basically means I've memorized what the company wants me to say about my product. Blow that apart.
You have to become the script. Anthony Hopkins practiced, before he auditions, he practiced a script 200 times. He has become it. You have to become the script for the greatest effect. But the thing is, maybe you're a family member. The thing is, consider the value of the communication. If the value of that particular communication is extremely high, script it.
So let's see. What comes to my mind first is the guy getting ready to propose to the girl to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
Probably scripted that out.
Uh-huh. Pretty important.
Okay. The wedding ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Very scripted.
Yes.
Okay. Then we get into the day-to-day and nothing scripted.
The thing is, it's being scripted by default because people aren't so aware of their language. Remember, the definition is words in sequence that have meaning. So when you're talking with your coworkers, don't just blab into it. Let's talk about... This is, you know, what I'm about to say is very important. You may want to pay attention to it. Or here's something new and exciting I learned today. That's a curiosity script. People are very, very curious. So when you're speaking to a client, you're a professional business coach. Here are two of the biggest mistakes I see most small businesses make that cost them a lot of money.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious. Yeah. What the heck is that?
Do I make those?
Yeah. Do I make those mistakes? Yeah. That's called an interest-creating remark. It gets their attention. People lean forward. So drop it in where it's appropriate because now I don't want to make those mistakes. And now you're sharing 20-plus years of working with businesses. I don't want to make those two small those big mistakes. So now I'm paying even more attention. That's using it strategically. It's a curiosity script. It's called an interest-creating remark. But the thing is, in everyday language, just be more aware of what you're saying and how you're saying it.
Okay, so give me some different examples of scripting that you have done other than the traditional sales pitch.
Okay, one of my clients teaches a two-day workshop, 16 hours. He's a professional speaker. At the end of it, he now closes 25 to 60% of the room. He has $100,000 weekends. He's selling a $6,000 package. You're not winging that. Now and more every day, your 30-second elevator script in networking. So I'll give you a very powerful syntax. That's the correct order and sequence something goes in. So first, you identify your target market, then the three big pains of that target market, then you list your name and your company name, and then I help solve those three pains. And then I may be a resource for you. Let's talk. Case in point, a client of mine. He works with real estate agents. He does photography of the home and virtual tours.
Okay.
So what he was working, he was going to a lot of real estate networking events, but wasn't getting any results. So we scripted it. So this is how the language we used. So you know that as a real estate agent, the longer your home is on the market, you're going to sooner or later have to drop, you're going to have to lower the price because people think if it's been on the market too long, something must be wrong with the home. The home could be perfectly fine. So it's important to have the right pictures and the right videos to get it done. Well, when many real estate agents work with people, they have three big pains. One, the person who's called out to photograph the home doesn't come out for days. Every day that home's on the market, you're in trouble. Two, the pictures are amateurish and it shows. And three, the video tours look like B-grade movies. My name is Stan, and my company is this. I help real estate agents, so when you call me out, I will be at your property the very next day, guaranteed. Two, I have more than 20 years of professional photography experience, and here is my giant camera that I paid $10,000 for. And three, my virtual tours are so good they should be nominated for Academy Awards. I may be a resource for you. Let's talk.
I like it.
That's the syntax. He used that. He got five real estate agents to work with him after using that script. Prior to that, goose egg.
Another example of where you scripted a workshop presentation. Mm-hmm. You've scripted a 30-second commercial. What else? Where else is scripting used?
Main presentation scripts. At the end of that, people have to make a buying decision. Customer service. Call centers, you have to be able to, because you're going to get certain questions, let's script it in an appropriate way. There's also front of the room scripts we talked about, that selling from stage.
Yeah.
We have appointment setting scripts, getting people to meet with you. There's objection handling scripts. I don't have the time. I need to think about it. I got to talk it over with my spouse. You've probably heard those once or twice before.
A few million times, yeah.
Well, prediction is a form of power. So script out the response. The other thing with that is every now and then you'll run into somebody who's asking you this crazy, crazy objection from left field, all right? Well, you respond to it with a script. Really? I haven't heard that one before. Tell me more about that. If they're bluffing, you're calling their bluff. If they're not, handle it. One of my clients is a travel agent. He ran into somebody who was claustrophobic. He hated airplanes. I don't think in a million years he's going to think, well, one of these days, I'm going to run into somebody who's claustrophobic. So he handled the concern, handled the objection, said this. He got him a exotic cruise and got him a limo ride from the house to the harbor. You solved the objection. See, the thing is, when you script it, it enables you to listen more attentively. You can listen better because you know what you're going to say. But it's modular. You're not a robot here. You're becoming it, and that gives you freedom and flexibility to listen more and to customize it, because that's what people want.
So what you're saying here is scripting has a value whether it is a very brief conversation or whether it is an extended conversation like a workshop.
May I share with you my 30-second elevator script that I use and then deconstruct what's done inside of it so you can see the various techniques?
Great.
So if I'm, think of this as a networking event, ladies and gentlemen, I'm standing up. This is a one-to-many. So fellow business owners and honored guests, in this economy, it's more important than ever before to win customers because customers are the lifeblood of your business. When you get better at selling, you win more customers and keep that business growing. The sooner you talk to me, the more customers you're going to win. The longer you wait, the more customers you're going to lose. So if you want to find out how to win with customers, talk to me. I'm John Kurth. I'm president of Syntactic Sales Scripting, the syntax of success. That's 30 seconds. Let's analyze all the different techniques involved. Fellow business owners and honored guests, in this case, I'm developing trust and rapport with 100% of the room. I'm acknowledging the fellow business owners that are a part of that organization that I'm a member of, and also the guests. People are also getting used to how I speak, because the person in front of me may talk like Mickey Mouse. So they got to get used to how I speak before they can listen to what's happening. But I've developed trust and rapport with 100% of the room. The second script is an undeniable truth, which is a scripting technique, is a statement that everyone can agree with. In this tough economy, it's more important than ever before to win customers, because customers are the lifeblood of your business.
Nobody's going to argue with
that. No one's going to argue with that. They're nodding their heads.
Yep.
That's why it's there. When you get better at selling, I only use selling once, you're going to win more customers and keep the business growing. People don't care about the techniques. They want the end result, which is more customers. So I'm dealing with a higher value. When you get better at selling, you win more customers and keep this business growing. The sooner you talk to me, the more customers are going to win. Benefits of taking action. People will buy today if you give them a reason to buy today. The longer you wait, the more customers you're going to lose. That's the consequences of not taking action. That's pain-inducing. That's okay, because some people are only going to be motivated to get out of pain or the perceived chance of pain. The longer you wait, the more customers you're going to lose. Now I get to the call to action. So if you want to learn how to win more customers, call to action, talk to me. I'm John Kurth. I'm president of Syntactic Sales Scripting, the syntax of success. That's a 30-second script. I've got 8 or 10 different scripting techniques embedded in the language. That's why it works.
That is great. You know, I have heard a million explanations of 30-second commercials, and that's the best I've ever heard, John.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was really good.
That's how you deconstruct it. That's why it works.
Now, you talked earlier, I'm a little confused here. You talked earlier about the need to explain process. But not in the 30-second commercial. I didn't hear any explanation of process.
Because people, at that point, that's the how. People don't care about the how. We got to get the why first.
Okay.
The why first is how to win customers and keep them coming back. That's the highest level benefit. You offer very high level benefits for your clients. They aren't interested in how you get them there. They want you to get them there.
Right.
And they're glad to pay for it because of the value you deliver. Some engineers want to get into the how. That's later. They have to get the concept first, the why, the highest level benefit, and then they'll take the next steps and focus on.
In case we run out of time, I've been sitting here looking at your book. You've given me a copy of your book. I've read your book.
Great.
I really enjoyed it, which is why I asked you to be on the show. Tell us a little bit about the book. This is a strange little title, too.
What are your words wearing? This is a pattern interrupt. It's a linguistic pattern interrupt. It forces the person to say, huh? That doesn't make any sense. It forces them to pause. I'll give you an example of another linguistic pattern interrupt. You go into Best Buy. You're looking at the big screen TVs. The salesperson comes up to you and says, may I help you? What do you say 9 times out of 10?
I'm just looking.
So let's interrupt the pattern. So are you a new customer or a returning customer? That interrupts the pattern. If you say, can I help you? I'm just looking. Are you a new customer or a returning customer? That's a pattern interrupt. So then, oh, I'm a new customer. That gives you more information. I'm an existing customer. So what type of products have you purchased from us in the past? Big screen TV. But now I'm looking for the audio system to go with it. That's powerful information. So what are your words wearing is exactly that. It's a pattern interrupt because people don't think about their language like they should. And then how to make your sales communications more comprehensive, substantial, and precise. This is a workbook. This is the process I take my clients through. So you want to find out, what are the common objections you get? There's a section to write that. What are your stories?
Yeah, I love the workbook feature of this, you know?
This is the process because I want you to write it up and use it as a workbook, because this is the raw material I take my clients through to composing the scripts. What stories do you have? You've got a library of powerful stories that you can use with your clients. So when you're dealing with a nonprofit, drop in your nonprofit story. If you're dealing with a for-profit that's in this type of industry, drop that one in. It increases the trust and rapport. But unless you write down your story library, you're not going to know it.
Yeah. And you know, when you gave me this, I took it. I sat down one afternoon. It was sitting there on the desk, and I was tired of looking at the computer screen. I thought, I'll read John's book, see if I want to invite him to be on the radio show. And I thought I was going to buzz through it, like I do a lot of books.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't let me do that. You have all these pages that I have to fill in and think about what I just read. It was great.
Thank you. And that's great. Important for your clients. The more you get them involved, the greater their retention. The more they get involved with helping to co-create the solution, the better retention they're going to have. So yes, it's a workbook. I want you to get more value out of it. But the workbook is getting you more involved in the process. So when you decide, hey, I like to work with John, what are your stories? Hey, I've already got some to work with. Let's script them to make them even more powerful. What are some of the common objections I get? Maybe your network marketing. Have you ever heard this is a pyramid scheme? Yeah, so let's script how to handle that. Pyramids are in Egypt. Everybody laughs. So that's why it's an involvement script, because I want it to be a workbook. I don't want it to be entertainment. I want you to use it, mark it up, so you can get more value out of it. And then when you're ready, you call me up.
Okay, how does somebody get your book?
You can visit it on Amazon. It's What Are Your Words Wearing by John Kurth, K-U-R-T-H. You can get it on there.
Okay, and how do people get in touch with you?
You can call me. I offer, for your listeners that are open to it, I offer a free 30-minute telephone consultation.
There you go. There's the deal of the day.
My number is 714-688-6443. That's 714-688-6443. It's a 30-minute telephone consultation, so we can start crafting the scripts that you need for your business, and you can decide, hey, if it makes sense to work with me or not. That's part of my process, because people need to experience applying these techniques to their specific industry. I'm also on LinkedIn, so you can find me on LinkedIn.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah, you are on LinkedIn.
John D. Kurth. So, yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn. I'd love to connect with you.
Wonderful. What is your guiding principle? You know, we've asked every guest we've ever had on the show that, and I don't want to miss asking you that.
One word, authenticity. You must be authentically you. That's why it's a collaborative process between me and my clients. You understand your content. I understand the scripts. So when it's your content revised and made more powerful with scripting, it's authentically you, so you can use it. That's where the powerful delivery is. If it doesn't feel authentic to you, it's going to feel weird, and you're going to be winging it again. You're going to get wing-it results. So it has to be authentic. That's why it's so powerful. It's a powerful collaboration with my clients. You can't do cookie cutter scripts. They got to be customized for the client. But when it's authentic to you, people feel the authenticity. When Lisa said to me, when she was dealing with a funeral home, she said, I didn't use a script perfectly. Okay, Lisa, it's a $30,000 a month contract. You did a good enough job. So authenticity is key. That's why how to make your words more comprehensive, substantial, and precise. It's not a hard sell, Doug. It's a heart sell.
I like it.
The heart sell comes from the authenticity.
I was involved in a situation at one time, franchise business, and they had a script.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, in the franchise training you go through, learn the script. It was the most difficult thing in the world for me because the script wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Once I abandoned that, and I converted the ideas that were in the script to my words. I did need their information.
Right.
But once I was able to put it in my words, it flowed fairly easy.
It flowed more easily. And that's why with my 30-second elevator script, I revealed the scripting techniques because that underlie it. Because then if you're dealing with a large firm, here's the reason why we say it this way. Here's the result we're getting from it. And yes, for some people, it needs to be, I say, look, you have to become the script first. Then and only then can you go off script. Because if you haven't become it, how in the heck are you going to make sales? I apologize, listeners, for that. How are you going to make the sales on that if you don't have a script to work with? Then and only then you can take it to a deeper level. You can make it more to you. So for you, yeah, you're right. It wasn't authentic to you, so you had trouble with it. So then you took the core elements, the core structure of the language, and then revised the content and the delivery. That's why you were getting the results.
All right. Who are your customers? Who listening today should be talking to you?
Sales executives, CEOs, vice presidents of sales. You've got sales teams. You need to duplicate your top producers. The way you do that is with your language. We deconstruct what the top producers are doing, make it more powerful, more persuasive with the scripts. Then you can roll that out to your team. That way you can hire new salespeople from outside of your industry, which is good news. You bring someone within your industry, you got to break them of all those bad habits before they can even start selling it the right way. We have it embedded in the language. It's your It's your playbook. I deal with professional speakers that are selling from stage, workshops, one-day, two-day workshops. I deal with solopreneurs, the entrepreneurs. You have to wear many hats. You have to make the sales because sales are the lifeblood of your business. And I do work with individual salespeople. One client of mine is a top-producing salesperson. His sales process, he's in selling to support his open-wheel IndyCar racing habit. He races 180 miles an hour on the weekends, but he realizes that the scripting is the slight edge at the beginning of a race. Over the course of the race makes a difference between a first place finish and a 10th place finish. So those are the types of clients I love working with.
Okay. What's the role of storytelling in this? We talked about that a little bit before.
Right.
Talk a little bit about the role of storytelling.
Story is one of your most effective tools because we're conditioned as children to listen to stories. Your parents probably read stories to you when you were a little kid.
Yep.
I read stories to my daughter. My daughter Rita, she's 9. She's conditioned to accept stories. So when you say to somebody, let me share with you a story, their resistance goes down. They're more open. The stories are also going to make very important selling points. I like to say the shortest distance between two people is a story. Not a straight line, it's a story. And you can make your stories more hypnotic with the core emphasis you're going to use on key words or phrases. You're going to love this product. Here's what Mary Smith had to say. You'd like Mary Smith. When Mary said this, pause, I love this product. I should have used it 3 years ago. Pause. That's embedding it. Now, if you really want to be advanced with this, use a story within a story within a story.
Ooh, whoa.
You're getting deeper and deeper into their subconscious.
So I'm at a loss as to what a story within a story
within a story means. Okay, it's three stories in quick succession. The first story is at one level. The second story is another deeper level. And the third story is the deepest level. You chain three stories back to back to back. That increases the level of influence.
And the level differences means what?
The level differences is you're just covering different points in each part of the story, but each story is going to make a core point for you. So if you use them consistently, that's why I use stories today. Stories with Lisa and speaking to the funeral home director, that was a story. It made very powerful selling points. And you can imagine Lisa talking to the funeral home director. It paints visions in your head.
Oh, your story about the 300 cold calls a day and making one at... That was painful to listen to. I could relate to that. There was a time I did that. I never want to do that again.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
And the thing is, why do I say that? I say that story so people can relate to the pain. And like, gosh, I only have to make 20 cold calls a day, and that's agonizing. 250? It also establishes my credibility. If I could get an accredited investor and sell $25,000 or more after a 3-minute phone call, that establishes my credibility. That's why I use it. It's true. I didn't make it up. Your stories have to be true, ladies and gentlemen. They must be true. No made-up stories. This is not fiction. It must be true.
Okay. But to be true, I can use somebody else's story.
Absolutely. So you can borrow other people's stories. So you would say, if I had a story from you, Doug, that I'm using with a client. That reminds me of a story of my friend, Doug. You'd like Doug. Doug's client, Mary Smith, said this. My friend, Doug, whose client, Mary, said this. Layer after layer after layer. You can't follow it after a while. My good friend, John, his neighbor, Mary, her boyfriend said this about her next door neighbor. Huh? Your logical mind cannot follow it. But it's opening up your subconscious mind for that. I need to be very clear with your listeners, Doug. The only difference between persuasion and manipulation is intent. That's it. If you're selling good products or services, it's persuasion. You're not selling harmful products. That's manipulation. So be very clear with my clients. Like, well, John, that's pretty advanced. Yeah, it is advanced. I don't work with just anybody.
Okay, so as we're getting ready to wrap up here today, what was your intent today for the show?
My intent was to share with your listeners to remember the power of their language. In the beginning was the word. We have forgotten the power of our language. Your words can make sales. Your words can heal. I'm going to share with you a very powerful story about this. See, 2 days after my daughter was born, my mother was diagnosed with brain cancer.
Oh.
They found a tumor about the size of a golf ball. The doctor cut as much away as he could, but the tumor had invaded an area of part of the brain he couldn't cut out. When you have surgery on your brain, it's a form of trauma. And a person is often going to say a key word or phrase over and over and over again. My mother kept saying, I want to see Rita. I want to see Rita. I want to see Rita, my daughter. I couldn't bring my daughter in because the subconscious mind remembers everything. And my mother was in a ward of the hospital. I couldn't bring in my daughter.
Okay.
We then transferred to a skilled nursing care facility. My mother's going in and out of delirium. One point she was lucid enough. We wheeled her outside at the skilled nursing care facility. I was there with my wife, my daughter, and my dad. My wife was able to cradle my daughter in my mother's arms and say, here's your granddaughter. See, the thing is, 2 months later, my mom was gone. Your language is more than just making selling. Your language is conveying to the people you love and care about how much they mean to you. That's ultimately why I do it. Yeah, I want you to make sales. I want you to make more money. But this is about using your language with precision to convey love, respect, and all those very important things that matter most to you and the people you love most.
Great. John, thank you very much for being with us. Is there anything else you want to convey to the audience before we sign off here?
Please call me up and schedule a time for the free 30-minute telephone consultation. That is a reward for your listeners taking the time to listen to this very valuable podcast. Oh. So call me at 714-688-6443. That's 714-688-6443. And we can schedule a time for your free 30-minute consultation. But thank you so much, Doug, for allowing me to give so much value to your listeners.
Oh, thank you. And if you didn't get that phone number, you can just find John Kurth on LinkedIn, and you can find it from there. All right. If you're listening to John, thank you very much for being
with us
today. And welcome to the Coaching Perspective Radio community.
Thank you.
Great. Well, if you're listening to our podcast, then thank you for visiting our website, thecoachingperspective.com, and be sure to check out our archives for other shows with some great guests. And speaking of guests, if you'd like to be on the show, we're always looking for interesting people to interview. Just send me an email, doug@thecoachingperspective.com. Hey, and don't miss our show for next week. Brenda Wills, and Brenda is going to be talking about not a pleasant topic, human trafficking. It's everybody's business. This is a show you need to listen to. This is a topic that is a problem for a lot of people. Get educated on it. Learn about it. Tune in next week. You'll hear Brenda talk all about it. Well, look, this is Doug Gefeller. I hope you've enjoyed the show today, that the discussion has provided you with new ideas and information that you can put to use immediately to identify and achieve your goals. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to the one show that takes a look at business from a different perspective. The Coaching Perspective with Master Certified Business Coach Doug Gefeller.